It's time for another edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. What a great time to be involved in harness racing.
And, well, before we touch on what happened at Menangle last Sunday, you were off around the state last week travelling around to a few properties. How was that?
Yeah, it was really good. So, yeah, for those that don't know, I was travelling with the New South Wales Rising Stars drivers, the 10 young drivers selected for that series, and I was basically their chaperone. It was tiring, but it was a lot of fun. It was a good bunch of young drivers that I was with, so that really made the trip. But yeah, we travelled out from, we went to Young and Bathurst, and they raced at Bankstown, up at Newcastle, then Menangle last Sunday was the last race meeting, and we went to Success Stud, we went to Cobbity Equine Farm, we visited Steve Turnbull's stable, so did a few nice things away from the track like that, and they also climbed the Harbour Bridge and went go-karting and did a few other activities like that as well. So yeah, it was a good week all round. Good bunch of young drivers, and I'm sure there's plenty of stars to come out of that 10 drivers.
And then off to Menangle last Sunday for the big afternoon there. What a wonderful day it was, and plenty of people got to the track.
Yeah, it was great. It was great trackside, and it was great great viewing, just watching the races as well. You know, so many quality horses going around, and the Breeders' Challenge has just really gained momentum the last couple of years, and particularly with the breed of horses here in New South Wales now. And it was a great meeting. So the first race was the last heat of that Rising Stars. Chris Judd from the Riverina, he won that last race, but he didn't have enough points to take out the series. Maddie Young ended up taking out the series. It was a pretty close finish between her and Cameron Hart, but Cameron Hart finished last in that final heat, so he lost his lead, and Maddie Young took the honours there. So she'll be back next year to take part in the Rising Stars. But yeah, Simon, as for the other performances throughout the day of the grand finals, Miss Halfpenny for the Fitzpatrick family, she won the two-year-old fillies final, and Gavin Fitzpatrick drove her, and it was actually his birthday, and it was actually his 1500th winner as well, so that was a really nice story. Then we went into the two-year-old Colts and Geldings final, which was a very close win for one of your colleagues, Simon, when Hard Hitter got the cash there. Yeah, so that was a great win.
Andrew Bensley, of course, we're talking about there. Gee, gets into some good horses, Benz, doesn't he?
He does, I know. I wish he would share the love and let us know when
What's a Yankee rock star and our little general?
Yeah.
He's had some really good ones.
He's got some good connections.
He certainly does.
Yeah. So his horse, Hard Hitter, he went 151.6, Simon. Like, for a two-year-old, that's just massive. And he ran his third quarter in 26.8 and kept going. It was a really remarkable performance.
He had a couple of nervous moments there when there was a delay with the all clear and the driver of fourth was having a look at the run home.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was all sweet for Andrew, and he won the race when all clear was declared. Now, the Len Smith Soho Trebecca, big upset there with him blowing the start.
Yeah, massive. So he was the $1.40 favourite. So, he just galloped on his own accord from what I can understand and what's been reported. So, yeah, huge shock. And even more so, Cruz Bromac, he bounced back better than ever. He paid about $26 on the New South Wales tote, and people were sort of went a bit off him off his first run here in Sydney this time in with Kevin, where he didn't pace properly, but Kevin put in a lot of work, changed his shoeing and changed a bit of other gear, and geez, we saw the Cruz Bromac that was racing in Victoria. He just blew them away, and he went 150.1, and he's got a huge season ahead. Chris Geary took the drove, and that was Chris Geary's second Group 1 win, which was fantastic to see. But yeah, as for Cruz Bromac, they're heading up to Queensland with him for the Blacks of Fake. And there's a few other horses that are going up to Queensland as well, Simon, from Sunday's meeting, including Good Time Heaven, the three-year-old filly. She took out the three-year-old filly's Group 1 for Courtney Slater, which was her first Group 1 winner as a trainer. And they're taking up this little filly up to Queensland for the Queensland Oaks. Ignatius, he won't be going to Queensland. They're going to focus on the Breeders' Crown with him. But, yeah, he was certainly very impressive winning that three-year-old final, wasn't he, Simon?
Absolutely. The next big gun for Rattray, that's for sure. Now, Cherry Stride got beaten. Did she have every chance?
I think so. I think so. She was only beaten the head. So look, I thought she had every chance. She actually went a little bit slower in that race than what she went in her semi-final win. So whether that semi-final win took its toll on her, I'm not sure. But she did win that quite easily. But she only went down a head, and Elier just had the perfect run. So you know, unfortunately, they're the circumstances.
And we spoke about Queensland. The Blacks Are Fake is the next feature race that that these horses from the Lensmith Mile will go to. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. It's getting into full swing up there, their carnival, isn't it?
Yeah, their winter carnival certainly is. So this Saturday night, they've got a string of feature races up there. And I tried to count through them all, and I think there's about 20... over 20 New South Wales horses nominated at Albion Park this Saturday night. They've got the Southeast Oaks, a Trotters Free-for-All, and an open race, as well as the Premier's Cup. But, next week they've got the Sunshine Sprint, which is, you know, a pretty major race. Most of the free-for-all horses will be going up for that in preparation for the Blacks Are Fake the weekend after. And next Saturday they also have the Queensland Oaks and the Southeast Derby as well, and a group race for the Trotters. So, yeah, they're all eyes will be on Queensland the next couple of weekends.
So Soho Tribeca presses on to the Blacks Are Fake, and if he were to win that, he'd be crowned the Grand Circuit Champion of the Year, would he?
That's correct. So that race, the Blacks Are Fake, is the last leg of the Grand Circuit Series for the Pacers. Currently, Lazarus is leading that, 99 points ahead of Soho Tribeca. And when you win one of these races, you earn 100 points. So if Soho Tribeca wins, he'll be the Grand Circuit Champion by 1 point. So because obviously Lazarus isn't going around. He's been exported to the United States already. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
Absolutely. Now, you got an update for us on the Premiership?
Yes. So obviously now we're starting to wind down the season. Here in New South Wales, Kerrion Turner looks like she's going to take out her first training premiership. She's in the lead on 128 wins. That's just New South Wales wins alone. I think she's trained over 140 wins this season, including interstate wins. But in New South Wales alone, 128 wins ahead of Steve Turnbull. So Steve's dominated the state premiership. I think he's won the last five premierships. So it could be a changing of the guard there. As for the drivers, it looks like it's between Amanda Turnbull and Todd McCarthy for the state proceedings. In the Metropolitan drivers, we've got Luke McCarthy on top, who's just two wins ahead of Lauren Tritton, who's on 37 wins. Now, Lauren Tritton and her husband Shane Tritton have gone overseas for a little holiday. They've gone over to the United States. Shane Tritton's dad, Peter Tritton, he's a trainer and he lives over there. So they're going over there to visit him and take their son Levi to see their grandfather. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if Lauren's wins will hold up there or not, or if Luke McCarthy will kick clear there. Shane and Lauren Tritton are leading the Metro Trainers Premiership at the moment. I think they've got a pretty strong lead. They've got 39 wins over Craig Cross, who's second on 24 wins. So they might keep the Metro Trainers Premiership, but I don't know if Lauren will be able to catch up to Luke in the Drivers Premiership.
So we spoke about Queensland with things warming up there at Tabcorp Park, Menangle this Saturday. There's a pretty handy little Group 3 on the Spot Press Pace, where Ultimate Arts come up at $1.95.
Yeah, that's right. So Ultimate Art ran a game second at Menangle on Sunday afternoon, and he's now in the care of Shane Sanderson. So he was trained by Michael Formosa and is still owned by Michael's wife. But Michael's overseas in Malta enjoying a much-earned and well-deserved holiday over there. And so Shane Sanderson's taking over the training of Ultimate Art. Cameron Hart's taking the drive. He's been driving Ultimate Art the last handful of starts, so he's very familiar with the horse. But, yeah, no, it's a fantastic race. I think there's a bit of value in the race as well, Simon, with the likes of Aztec Bromac. He does really well over the middle distance, so this race is the 2,300 metres. And he's just a horse that can sit and sprint really quickly. So I think he's good value at $5 to win. And you've also got Charleval, who's been slightly disappointing this preparation after obviously racing in the Miracle Mile last time in. But he finished ninth at Menangle on Sunday, but his final sectionals were actually quite solid. So even though that ninth next to his name doesn't look crash hot, you know, he could add a bit of value in the mix as well. He's $7 with Tab Fixed Odds.
Looking forward to it. Thanks very much for your help, Amanda. Good to have you back, and enjoy the week ahead.
Will do. Thanks, Simon.